The Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 7, Hacking the Hackers. One of our goals is to cause black hat hackers to pay a severe price for their illegal, covert actions. They use the internet to spy, steal secrets, goods and services, credit card information, identities, bank accounts, and cash from countries, companies, and individuals. Because we have the ability to enter their systems and create havoc, we will cause them great pain. We obtained a list of suspected hackers from the many government computers that we occupy, including the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, and many other security databases containing the location and IP addresses of a large number of suspected hackers around the world. We will describe the many intrusions that we have made into hacker computers. We will also outline the measures we have taken to prevent these hackers from repeating their terrible deeds. China. We are actively monitoring several serious hackers that are trying to do great harm. Many of these hackers are located in China. We discovered their locations using information from Homeland Security. We entered their cell phones and their computer networks. They have dozens of hackers working as a team to enter computers in the United States. They have gained access to U.S. defense systems, stealing top-secret designs for combat aircraft and ships, missile defenses, and other top-secret information. Another major China hack involved a very large U.S. hospital network. They stole patient names, addresses, birth dates, telephone numbers, and social security numbers belonging to millions of patients. We discovered one of the most elaborate hacking efforts involved a large team that hacked several major U.S. corporations. They stole intellectual property including blueprints, proprietary manufacturing processes, business plans, pricing guidelines, emails, and customer lists. These corporations included aluminum manufacturing, steel companies, electricity and nuclear energy firms, and power companies. Because these China hacking operations are doing immeasurable harm to the United States, we decided to destroy their hacking operation. We will do this covertly. We have modified their code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack system. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. They cannot find us in their systems and cannot correct the code. We will stay in their systems to monitor activity and prevent further productive hacking. We also determined their bank account numbers by invading their private computers. We have extracted a total of $26 million from this large team of hackers. We have issued them a warning to cease this activity or further extensive punitive punishment will occur. We are also placing our log on all of their written communications, including email. We notify INSCOM of all of our discoveries and the specifics of their IP addresses and locations. Russia. We discovered a Russian hacker team involved in hacking U.S. businesses and stealing approximately 1.2 billion username and password combinations. We located their cell phone network, entered it, and found their computer network. We entered their network computers to monitor their activity. We have also modified their code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We obtained their bank accounts and extracted a total of 1 million from 14 different bank accounts. We also placed our logo on all of their written communications, including email. Iran. A group of Iranian hackers is waging a large campaign of cyberespionage, targeting hundreds of high-ranking U.S. defense, diplomatic and other officials who are lured to fake websites through an elaborate social media network that features a bogus online news site. The hackers have targeted current and former senior military officials, current and former foreign policy officials who work on non-proliferation issues, as well as personnel from more than 10 U.S. and Israeli defense contractors. The operation uses sites such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn to draw in the hackers' targets. It uses a fake news site called newsinair.org, which features foreign policy and defense stories. Iranian hackers have successfully penetrated unclassified U.S. Navy computers for cyber espionage purposes. They are trying to obtain plans and blueprints for a new cyber weapon. The attacks were carried out by hackers working for Iran's government. We determined the location of the hackers' computer network through information gained from Homeland Security, the FBI, and invading their cell phone networks. We proceeded to execute our backdoor invasion of this network. We monitored their activity for a few days to determine the exact computers involved. We then modified their source code to duplicate what we have done with the Chinese hacker network. We modified their source code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We obtained their bank accounts and extracted $35 million from various state bank accounts. We also placed on all of their written communications, including email. ISIS. Because of the justified outrage over ISIS beheadings and cowardly activities, we made finding them, their leadership, and their computer networks, a priority. We have very good information on their location. We invaded their cell phone networks in Damascus, Syria. This is the location identified by secret military intelligence. We have discovered communications between high-level leaders of ISIS and their communications center. We have hacked their computer network to monitor activity and try to find hacking activity. Our efforts were successful. We found a long list of hack sites on the computer network. We displayed the results of our intrusion in our network operations center. Again, we modified their source code to allow their IP addresses and locations to display on all hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We were able to determine banks, bank accounts, and signatures. We have sent $34 million, in the form of a bank transfer with their signatures, to our offshore accounts and notified ISIS that if this hacking activity occurred in the future, the penalty would be more extreme. We also placed our logo on all of their written communications, including email. If no current hacker activity is occurring, we change the screen background on our screens. We are able to respond to all hacker activity by scanning all 182 screen looking for a red background. North Korea. We believe that North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau, RGB, is in charge of both traditional and cyber operations, and is known for sending agents abroad for training in cyber warfare. The RGB reportedly oversees six bureaus that specialize in operations, reconnaissance, technology, and cyber matters, and two of which have been identified as the No. 91 Office and Unit 121. The two bureaus in question comprise all intelligence operations and are based in China. The RGB also reportedly oversees state-run espionage businesses located in 30 to 40 countries, often hosted in unsuspecting places such as cafes. Members of this espionage network reportedly send more than $100 million in cash per year to the regime and provide cover for spies, the report says. We have undertaken the task of infiltrating the RGB and will begin our search in China. We have information with regard to one of their locations. We have hacked into their cell phone network and determined their exact location. We then entered their computer network. We proceeded to execute our backdoor invasion of this network. We monitored their activity for a few days to determine the exact computers involved. We then modified their source code to duplicate what we have done with the Chinese hacker network. We modified their source code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We obtained their bank accounts and extracted $35 million from various state bank accounts. We also placed our logo on all of their written communications, including email. We found a series of bank accounts in China that belonged to RGB and had $35 million transferred to our offshore accounts. North Korean hackers are targeting nuclear power plants, transportation networks, electrical utilities, and all major government organizations abroad, he said. North Korea's closest allies are Iran and Syria, fellow Rouge states united in their opposition to the United States. A special group called Unit 121 is North Korea's cyber warfare organization. It is believed to have about 3,000 dedicated cyber warfare specialists engaged in targeting and attacking foreign computer networks. Unit 121 is part of the Reconnaissance General Bureau, an intelligence and covert operations component of the Korean People's Army, as the North Korean military is known. It is our goal to stop these hackers in their tracks and empty all bank accounts we find in the process. South Korea. We discovered digital evidence that links cyber attacks on South Korea to a single hacking group called the Dark Seoul Gang. We were able to locate the cell phones and computer network of the gang and executed our backdoor entry of their computer network. We have identified the gang members. We monitored their activity for a few days to determine the exact computers involved. We then modified their source code to duplicate what we have done with the Chinese hacker network. We modified their source code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We obtained their bank accounts and extracted $35 million from various state bank accounts. We also placed our logo on all of their written communications, including email. We found a series of bank accounts in China that belonged to RGB and had $35 million transferred to our offshore accounts. United States. We have entered the computer networks of U.S. government computers, large social media providers such as AOL, eBay, Twitter, YouTube, several large power companies including nuclear plants, very large department stores such as Walmart, to gather IP addresses and location of hackers. We discovered many, many hackers' IP addresses. We were able to determine their approximate location. With this information, we were able to enter their cell phones and subsequently enter their computers. We monitored their activity for a few days to determine the exact computers involved. We then modified their source code to duplicate what we have done with the Chinese hacker network. We modified their source code to allow their IP address and location to display on the hack systems. We also modified their source code to not allow any transmission of information. We obtained their bank accounts and extracted $15 million from various hacker accounts. We also placed our logo on all of their written communications, including email. Among the hackers we discovered and neutralized was the Komodo hacker, who has been creating havoc with various digital signing sites. He is no longer a threat in his current configuration. If he moves locations and uses his current software, he will immediately be discovered. If he modifies his code, he will also be caught by us. We have also entered the computer systems of the following hackers and modified their code to display their IP address and location on the hacked computer screen with the instructions to notify the FBI immediately. These hacker groups include Anonymous, Chaos Computer in Germany, Cult of the Dead Cow, Cybervore, Dicasidio, Derp, and CPH, just to name a few. We also removed a total of $44 million from their bank accounts, put our icon in their system, and warned these hacker groups that further hacker activity on their part would bring a more severe punishment to them, their friends, and their families. After all, they all have computers and cell phones. Diversion total to date $1,100 million. Donation total to date $995 million.